Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our consideration this morning is taken from the second chapter of Luke, the second half of the reading that has already been read. Be seated. So you know that a lot of people are doing a lot of things this morning. Some people this morning are opening gifts, some of which they think have been left by an obese man in a red suit. Some are traveling hither and yon, gathering with family to exchange gifts and the latest news. Still others this morning are just sort of chilling, maybe taking in the Home Alone marathon, maybe peeking in on the Duck Dynasty marathon to see what that thing's all about, and the NBA will begin soon enough this afternoon. And there are those who are this morning alone, depressed, just trying to get through the day. Yeah, a lot of people this morning doing a lot of different things. So anyway, you probably heard where I was 10 days ago. We were in San Antonio, Texas for Laura's graduation in San Antonio. And Dallas is in Texas, and the Green Bay Packers were in Dallas. And we had never been to Jerry's house, so we drove over and we caught the game. And you all know about it, and the reason why you all know about it is because I told you that we were there. And all my Facebook friends know that I was there because I face paged from the parking lot, so everybody knows I was there. It's odd for me to talk about those kinds of things, but yesterday at our Anderson family gathering, I found myself telling all of my brothers and most of my nephews that I was there. And today, at the Catlett family gathering this afternoon, I will likely tell all of Sarah's brothers and some nephews that I was there. I've even found a way to tell the checkers at Hy-Vee and total strangers that I was there. So it's kind of nippy out there today. Yeah. I was at the Packers game at Dallas on next week. Did you make it? And a multitude of the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." It had indeed been an unusual, as well as a very busy night for the shepherds. They were there, out in the fields, minding their own beeswax, keeping watch over their flocks by night, when the angel visited them, and the angel had some news for them, and it was good news. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear, and the angel said to them, "Stop being afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And indeed, hearing the words of the angels must have been a fearful thing, because the first thing the angel says to them is stop being afraid, and with good reason. They had beheld the glory of the Lord, which is an awesome thing to behold. But the angel brought not bad news, the angel brought to them good news. Good news indeed, the return of the glory of the Lord, the physical presence of God among his people, which had been missing for quite some time, and now it was back, the coming of the Savior, Christ the Lord, hidden in a lowly manger, wrapped among those swaddling cloths. And the angel says, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And at that point, we have the appearance of this multitude of hosts. That is, we find out later, more angels, lots of angels, and these angels were singing, and they were singing a song familiar to us, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." Familiar to us from hearing it this year, every year at Christmas time, familiar to us from singing it and chanting it in the Gloria, which we often do on Sunday mornings, and at other times during the year. Glory to God, the angels say. It's a term of the highest praise. It's a term reserved for God alone, reserved for God alone, who is alone is able to do wonderful things for his people, and who does do wonderful things for his people, and who has just done a very wonderful thing for his people, sending his son into the world, coming into the world to save us from our sins. And so indeed, glory to God in the highest. Peace, the angels say. Peace. With the fall into sin, man set himself in opposition to God, entered into battle with God. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, comes to bring peace on earth, and he brings peace on earth by offering his body as a sacrifice for the sins of man, the sins that are the marks of our opposition to God. No longer, therefore, do we find ourselves beating our heads against the wall of the commandments of the Almighty. We now see those commandments fulfilled perfectly in him. And we see his perfection reckoned to us by righteousness, by faith, excuse me. And we go to sleep every night with the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that says, you know, one day I'm going to die, but when I do, heaven awaits. That's the peace of God that the angels are talking about, and goodwill to men. Because we are at peace with God, he works for our good. His will is the will of a loving father for his beloved children, and his will, like the will of any father, is only for our good, and it is his will that all people be saved, goodwill to men. And the angels said that, and then they went away back to their heavenly abode. And the shepherds who had witnessed the spectacle say to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us." And isn't that just the way it goes when a multitude of angels comes and says what those angels said to the shepherds? You have to go. You have to go over to Bethlehem to see what's up. Or to put it another way, what did we expect the shepherds to do, having heard those things from the angels? Did we expect them to curl up in their sleeping bags and go to sleep? No. They're going to go over to Bethlehem and see what's up. So they scurried over to town and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Some things are just like that. The shepherds, it's like they've been to the Packers game at Dallas. They go out and tell people about it. You just want to tell your family, your friends, strangers about what they have seen and heard. The shepherds, having heard what the angels said to them about Jesus, having observed the glory of the Lord, the physical presence of God among his people, had to tell people, and they did tell people, and the church has not in the 2,000 years since ever once shut up about these things, but has indeed continued to proclaim them to anybody who will listen. Of course we must tell these things to anyone who will listen. But Mary was more like my daughter Laura, who wouldn't talk about those things. Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mary. The difference between faith and knowledge, Dr. Weinrich always told us, when a woman says that she's a mother, that's knowledge. When a man says that he's a father, that's faith. And among all people, Mary, of whom the angel had said that she is blessed among all women, among all people, only Mary knew for an absolute certainty the identity of her son, Jesus. And among all people, Mary, of whom the angel had said she is favored by God, she had the bird's eye view of all these happenings, and she thought a lot about these things. But Mary here and throughout the New Testament doesn't say a lot about those things, and a lot of Christians are like that. They believe these things, they ponder these things, they just don't talk much about them, and some are like the shepherds. They want to tell everybody. And finally, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Indeed, it had been an unusual as well as a very busy night for the shepherds. There they were out in the fields, minding their own beeswax, keeping watch over their flock by night, when the angel visited them. And the angel had some news for them, and it was good news. And for that, they praised God, and Christians have also been doing that ever since. Yeah, lots of people are doing lots of things this morning. And on this morning, On the day when we celebrate the coming of Christ, God, into the world, dressed in swaddling clothes, to save his people, we gather here to glorify once again and to praise God for all that we also have heard and seen as it has been told us. And we this morning receive the one who now comes to us in his word and who comes to us under the bread and wine, much like he came under the swaddling clothes so long ago, the bread and wine, the physical presence of God among his people. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.